Good evening. I'm John Yang. President Biden remains in isolation tonight, and not just because he has COVID-19. The list of Democrats calling for him to get out of the race grew longer today as California Representative Mark Takano added his name. Mr. Biden and those speaking publicly for him insist he's in it to stay. In today's Daily Medical Update, presidential physician Kevin O'Connor said Mr. Biden's symptoms continue to improve steadily. The president was at his Delaware beach house, while at the White House, a group calling on him to pass the torch held a rally. Meanwhile, the new Republican ticket of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance is holding a rally this evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's the first since the convention and Trump's first since the attempt on his life. Airports, hospitals, and offices are still trying to get systems fully online after yesterday's global tech outage. Microsoft put out new numbers saying that more than 8 million Windows devices were affected, or less than 1% of customers. But many big hub airports are in disarray for a second day. According to the tracking site FlightAware, there have been more than 1,600 canceled flights today, both foreign and domestic, and more than 4,000 flight delays. Israel said it carried out airstrikes in Yemen in response to Houthi attacks, including yesterday's deadly drone strike in Tel Aviv. Yemeni officials said Israeli fighter jets hit fuel storage facilities and a power station in the port city of Hodeidah, which is a Houthi stronghold. The Houthi spokesman called it blatant aggression. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said his nation has the right to defend itself.
The Houthis attacked us over 200 times. The first time they harmed an Israeli citizen, we struck them. And we will do this in any place where it may be required. The blood of Israeli citizens has a price.
Earlier in central Gaza, Israel struck refugee camps. Palestinian health officials said at least 13 people were killed, three of them children. And longtime Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. In the nearly 30 years she represented her Houston district, Lee played a key role in expanding the Violence Against Women Act to specifically address Native American, transgender, and immigrant women. She was also the lead sponsor of legislation making Juneteenth a national holiday. She said just last month that she'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Jackson Lee was 74 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why some social conservatives are now turning their focus to divorce and the life-threatening journey some migrants take to enter America.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.